What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You have to own your own happiness. Take it away from other people demanding that they make you happy. Your kids are not going to make you happy. Your spouse is not going to make you happy. A big house is not going to make you happy. Own your own happiness and be responsible for doing those things that bring joy into your own heart, independently of life and people and money and all of that stuff.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily give you a happiness. You have to take responsibility of that peace and that joy that lives inside of your heart and not inside of your stuff. People need to do is challenge their own story, because people torment themselves by how they see their life. They've told themselves a story as if it were the truth, when it is really a perspective truth. And sometimes you've narrated a story that you beat yourself to death with. Challenge your own story. Change the way you talk to yourself about who you are and what happened to you and what you're going to do in your life. You wrote the script. Change the story. A lot of us delay our happiness. When I get to this level, when I get my degree, when I get the kids, when I get married, I'm going to be happy. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the whole step, the whole process. Every day that you get up to strive for whatever it is you're after. You know I'm a goal-oriented guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't celebrate when you get to the finish line. Celebrate all along the way. Celebrate all along the way. My challenge in our generation is that gradually, through entertainment, through television, through media, through every way possible, we are living in a generation of the dumbing down of ideas. Because we have traded effectiveness for busyness. Statistics say we are busier than any other generation we have seen in the last 300 to 400 years. We are just as busy as we can be. And we think because we're busy, we're effective. But I want you to challenge your schedule for a minute and ask yourself, are you really being effective? Or is your life cluttered with all kinds of stuff that demands you and drains you and taxes you and stops you from being your highest and best self? And are you substituting busyness and all the chaos that goes along with busyness from being effective? Let me tell you, a bunch of scientists got together and they begin to do some research, and they begin to determine that 80% of the things we do are busy things that we do in an area that is not effective, that the average person only spends 20% of their time doing the thing that they are really gifted at, created at, passionate about, excited to do. And the rest of it is all the dismal, dumb stuff that we all have to do in order to survive. Just crazy stuff that we're doing. Wonder what would happen if we would go from doing 80% of things that are busy but not effective and 20% of the things that are really effective, if we would switch those numbers around and only give 20% of our time to the things that we have to do and 80% of our time to the thing that we were created to do. Wonder what would happen to your life. Now think about it a minute. There's a lot of things you could take from me and I could make it. You could take my suit. I got another one. You could take my car. I could get another one. You could take my house. I could get another house. But when you take my time, you have taken something from me that is totally irreplaceable. We take all kind of classes from money management. We know how to manage our money. We know how to repair our houses. We're working on our hair and our bodies and all of this kind of stuff. We do everything except the most important thing is to value our time. It takes time to be creative. You were meant to be creative. You were created in the likeness and the image of a creator, and in that likeness and in that image, you have creativity. If you had time, you would be creative. But in the absence of time, and with busyness and clutter, the following, y'all got music playing on your phone, all kinds of stuff, and no matter what kind of song you put on it, after a while, you hate to hear it, because every time you hear that sound, you know it's somebody else wanting something else from you that's taking you away from what you are gifted and creative to do. The enemy does everything he can to tear down your belief system, to destroy your belief system. If you open up a business, if you open up a company, one of the things you have is vision, purpose, and goals. And you write them down so all of your staff and all your team and all your customers can know, this is who I am. I am defined by my vision, my purpose, and my goals. That's my playbook. That's my creed. That's what I believe as a company, as an institution. I never will forget, several years ago, I toured Nike. And I, if you ever get a chance to go up there and tour Nike, it's absolutely...
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Really amazing. I could not find an employee in all of Nike that wasn't quick to tell me who they were. They never talked about who they were individually. They talked about who they were corporately. They knew their history. They knew their background. They knew who they were as a company. A philosophy had so permeated the organization that even the janitors would stop and tell you the philosophy of Nike. You see, the reason that's important, if you know who you are, then you know who you are not. If you don't know who you are, somebody can ascribe any identity onto you and you will morph into whatever they want you to be. And that's what has happened with a whole lot of us. Some of us have been 10 or 12 different people depending upon who we were with because we don't know who we are. We become whoever they want us to be. And then when they leave us, we are confused because we have no real understanding of who we are. You say, well, I thought you were talking about believing in God. I'm talking about believing God, but I'm also talking about believing in yourself. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Before he brings up Christ, he brings up him. We're so amazed that he believes in God that we overlook the fact that he believes in himself. I can do all things. Somebody say, I can do all things. Oh my God, just I'm right there. Say it again, I can do all things. Wouldn't it be amazing if you believe that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believe that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believed that? Say it again, I can do all things. You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believe that. Say it again, I can do all things. Can you imagine how different your job interview would go if you really believed that and walked in and they said, what do you do? I can do. Imagine if you were taught that from the time you were born into the world. The first thing your mama told you when they spiked you on the behind is, don't worry about it, baby. You can do all things.
What is something you suggest to add to our daily routine to empower ourselves?
Quiet. Quiet. We're too busy. We are so busy that we don't notice that we're not productive. Busy does not mean that you are producing. We are just spinning our wheels. And the great thinking and progress that we've made in this country, steam engines, telephones, automobiles, all types of things, spacecraft, were done by people who had moments to think. We're moving so fast at breakneck speed. And if we get a free moment, we're on Twitter and Facebook and everything. It's the death of creativity. And I would challenge people to go back to meditation. And if you're spiritual, go back to prayer. If you're not, just go back to just laying still for a moment to clear your head, to hit the reset button. Because we are starting every day with the burdens from yesterday assaulting us in today. Let's put a comma between all of that.
I read somewhere, as an actor, I think, said it, that once a week, he doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Doesn't talk all day.
Yeah, just peace.
Yeah,
just peace. Shut it all down, and you'd be surprised what you can hear when you shut up. When I was in South Africa on a safari, so there I am in between a zoologist who is giving me all of this information about all the animals, their habitats, their mating practices, how they live, how they operate, and sitting on the edge of the Jeep with a shotgun to protect us, we weren't hunting, just watching, was a Zulu. The Zulu says nothing at all. The zoologist explains all the animals, and we visit all the different places and see a lot of the animals, but we had not found the elephant. He explained the elephant, but he could not find him. Finally, the Zulu stood up and he put his finger in the air and he pointed up. He said, the elephant is over there. When he said it to me, my head exploded, Larry. It exploded. Because all of a sudden I realized I'm sitting between intellect and instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Intellect can describe it, but only instinct can find it. And from the premise of that ideology, I begin to go back through all of my life and begin to see not only me, but others, how if they position themselves between intellect and instinct and know when to yield to which one, that next big thing, whether it's an elephant, an entrepreneurial pursuit, or raising a family, it is simply over there if you follow your instincts.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.